Rory, two games on, four very good points and a brilliant victory tonight.
Outstanding victory. The crowd, I think, it makes football, doesn't it? Like, football's nothing without... We probably don't win that game if there's an empty stadium. And but crowd got right behind the team. The team responded. They fed off the energy of the crowd. And we've managed to get an unbelievable win in the end. And we move on now to Monday.
I've been covering Derry for over 30 years. I've never seen a season with as much expectation. Big season tickets and big demand for tickets. And does the players and you feel that pressure?
No. Geez, I don't think so, no. I think we've seen tonight that the players are free. There's zero expectation. Well, there is expectation. People, we've signed good players and we want to win football matches. But if we're being completely honest, is 24 like the difference between us and Shamrock Rovers last year was 24 points. Is that realistic to make up? Probably not. But we just want to see improvements and we want to see the gap closing and improve year on year.
You talked about this time last year, maybe when they equalise, maybe Derry heads go down, but not the case tonight.
No, we had experience in key positions, and listen, we responded well actually to their goal. And when you get a chance to get later on, that's the man you wanted to fall to, and he's actually created it himself. It's an unbelievable goal.
It was a stunning finish.
Aye, amazing finish.
As is always the case with League Ireland, you've only a few days to wait for your next game, Sligo, on Monday night.
Aye, we have to dust ourselves down. We come in the morning, Shamrock Rovers is gone, and tonight's not worth anything unless we grow and try and take more points now on Monday. But we know it's not going to be easy. It's a really good Sligo Rovers team who will come here and try and win the game as well, which should make for an exciting game.